As we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, the Arkansas State Plant Board, as well as the board's pesticide committee, made no changes to its proposed regulations on dicamba use in that state. An Arkansas Department of Agriculture spokesperson says the board met on Wednesday to consider a request from a subcommittee of the Arkansas Legislative Council to reconsider its recommendations on scientific-based evidence, as well as creating northern and southern zones in the state and ambient temperature and humidity as they relate to nighttime temperature inversions. Well, both the plant board and the committee voted in favor of retaining the recommendations as they're currently written. The current recommendations prohibit the application of dicamba-based herbicides after April 15th of this year. However, according to Arkansas policy, the discussion isn't done yet, as the rulemaking process in Arkansas is a little more complicated than many other states. The proposed regulations, once again, will head to the Administrative Rules and Regulations Subcommittee for consideration, and that'll happen on January 16th. Well, in 2017, it was a busy year for the American Farm Bureau Federation when it came to influencing agricultural policy at the federal level. Dale Moore is Executive Director for Public Policy with the Farm Bureau, and he says there were several policy victories to celebrate from last year.
Well, we've had several things that have gone into the win column. I think we started off the year with the president taking a big stab at regulatory reform, which for us included the waters of the U.S., the WOTUS rule that has, caused so much concern among our farmers and ranchers. Certainly his appointment of, Administrator Pruitt and the effort underway over there. That's still a work in progress. Certainly excited about the prospect of getting that rule pulled back and working with EPA to see what comes down the road.
There were other victories when it came to government regulations and taxes.
We also had a legislative progress on regulatory reform on Capitol Hill, both in the House and later in the year during when the Senate, actually out of committee, has got a regulatory reform package. We're still working to get up to that necessary 60 senators in support of moving forward, but we're hopeful we'll see some more progress on that. We certainly had a victory on the tax reform front, particularly in looking at those provisions that are so important to farmers and ranchers, being able to protect a number of those and ensure that we'll continue to have access to those particular provisions, whether they're tax credits or exemptions that help farmers and ranchers in that all-important bottom line.
Going further into the new year, Moore said one of the many items the Farm Bureau is going to be watching is work on the nation's infrastructure.
Obviously, looking at some of the infrastructure work that not only President Trump, but also Secretary Perdue and others have been focused on, particularly as we look at, roads, waterways, the attention being paid to, issues on, telecommunications that's so important out across our rural communities. So those are some of the efforts that we've seen some real progress on.
Well, he says development of the 2018 Farm Bill, that's a huge topic for agriculture, and the process was underway well before the calendar turned into the new year.
We've seen a lot of the stage setting by Chairman Mike Conaway and Colin Peterson with the House Ag Committee, and Chairman Pat Roberts and Debbie Stabenow as a ranking member in the Senate Ag Committee, with the number of hearings and listening sessions that they've held to get us ready to start work on the Farm Bill as we turn the corner into the new year.
Dale Moore, the American Farm Bureau Federation, of course, their convention gets underway in Nashville, Tennessee, starting this Saturday. And rumors through the grapevine are saying President Trump is going to address the American Farm Bureau National Convention. While attorney generals in 11 states have filed a brief in support of a preliminary injunction the multiple ag organizations are seeking against California's Prop 65. Now, additionally, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the California Chamber of Commerce also filed briefs in support of the injunction. Even though there's no scientific evidence to support Prop 65, it requires that any products possibly containing dicamba to bear what the groups call a false and misleading label. Gordon Stoner, president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, says he's pleased that the attorney generals from several states across the nation have stood up for agriculture and consumers against the unconstitutional action. Well, North Dakota and South Dakota, they're involved with this thing. That's coming up. We're going to talk more about agriculture right after this.